Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's June 27, 2020, and we're doing our weekly New Earth support call. My great thanks to the many who are here live. Welcome to everybody. And I am going to ask that everyone remain muted until we get to the end. And at that point, if you want to share something, that'll be great. But please do leave your camera off and your microphone muted until that time. Thanks very much. So I'm going to light my Mesa candle and we'll get rolling. Alrighty, so I invite you to relax and close your eyes. I do request that you give this process your undivided attention for the duration. These tend to go about an hour. And that is for your benefit and the benefit of all others, because your consciousness and what you're doing will radiate out and impact everybody else, regardless of where you are in time and space relative to the others participating. So whether you're live or on the recording, I do make that request. If you realize you cannot give it your undivided attention, then and it looks like you're going to be distracted significantly, then just ask the allies to remove you from the field and take care of what you have to take care of. You can always come back to the recording and have a powerful experience. That's true for all Awakening Plus calls. Okay, so I invite you to relax and just be passive and rest in breath awareness. I'm going to create the energetic container. Every being I call is a being of high vibration and benevolent intent. Pachamama Mama Kia. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Amaji the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call our elemental allies. I call my well-won ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Jeremy, Deborah, Thisa, Moo, West, Amy. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So be it. Okay, we have a good container. So as always, we'll begin by coming into embodied awakening individually, and that will assist us in doing better work to bless the earth and its upgrade and the upgrade of the inhabitants. So I'll explain the process briefly. The best I can do is with a metaphor. It's like you're driving a car. And instead of you driving, you slide to the passenger seat and your divine drives. If you don't like your divine's driving at any point, you can scooch back over and take the wheel anytime you like. Instantly, the divine will step out with no fuss. Therefore, your ego needs to know it's safe. This is reversible. You're just trying it on for size. However, there are many profound benefits to existing in embodied awakening. It's the first major step up from normal human consciousness. Among the benefits are that you have a whole lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much with your intellect, you know what to do through intuition much more, because intuition is what's driving. And there's much more bliss. So if you would like to do that, we're going to do it with a simple 8-word invocation to your higher self, followed by passive breath awareness. If you would like to do this, just repeat after me, speaking to your higher self, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Release the words and now rest in passive breath awareness, please. Some tips that will help you receive this awakening most easily. I do recommend that you not use any willpower or effort to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just rest passively in breath awareness. No breath control, let the breath do whatever it wants. The only other instruction is around distractions. If at some point you become aware that your attention is not on your breath, but on anything else, we'll call that anything else a distraction. Do not fight it or try to change it. Let the distraction be exactly as it is with no resistance. However, that distraction is not you. It is an uninvited guest. You don't have to give it any further attention. Return your attention to your passive breath awareness very gently, very persistently. Let the distraction remain in the background. If it's still there, that's fine. There is room for both of you. But keep returning to breath and do not resist the distraction. So I invite you now to relax into that passive breath awareness. The feel is getting a lot sweeter. A number of you are already in embodied awakening. That's fabulous. So just rest there if you've already hit it. If not, then continue just feeling the breath come and go, being as passive as possible, and using the minimum effort needed even to feel your breath. And we can do a quick little process to determine how much effort that actually is. So if you'd like to try that with me for a moment, drop all focus, all effort. You're not even focusing on breath anymore. For a moment, simply exist at zero effort. Now, remaining at zero effort, just notice, is there breath awareness happening anyway? If it's zero, there's no breath awareness, then add a very tiny amount of effort, like the touch of a feather, barely enough to regain any awareness of the breath at all. The idea is to use the bare minimum effort that gets the job done, which is to feel the breath even a little bit. So if you feel breath at zero effort, stay at zero. If you need to put a very small amount of effort, use that teeny amount. If at any point you're not sure whether you're using the minimum necessary, drop back to zero. Wait a moment and then add incremental bits of awareness back until you get the breath awareness again. Awakening, in my experience, cannot be forced by the ego, but it can be requested and received as a gift from your higher self. So relax. Know that any effort expended by the ego to make this happen will just slow down the whole thing. At least in this style of work, it will. Stay passive, let the divine come to you. Okay, quite a few of us are there. The way you'll know that you have attained embodied awakening is if four things are simultaneously true: no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. It holds itself. If you're there, please rest there a moment longer. Each of us who holds the space makes it easier for everyone else to get there. If you're not there yet, just relax fully and passively into breath awareness and let your divine fill you up. Each person will receive the deepest awakening that they are ready for. My invocation process always maxes out what you're ready for, but it never gives you more than you can handle. So you don't need to filter or regulate or control. Just relax, let the energy come. Oh, it's a nice field. We'll leave just a quick moment longer. Almost everyone's here. Yeah, we're ready. Okay. So whether you made it to embodied awakening or not, it's fine either way. We just wanted to tune up the best we could in the time available. Now it is time to bless the great awakening on Earth. And we're specifically helping out the human beings because they are the laggards. Every other creature is naturally in harmony with the planet and its process. We humans are the sole laggards, slug-a-beds. We don't all get it right now. So I am going to guide a passive method of sending this energy. However, if you prefer a different approach, you are more than welcome to bless the Great Awakening in whatever way feels right to you. You are muted and no videos, so no one will be able to be disturbed if you're doing something different. And the field we're in can accommodate any valid approach. However, I'm going to guide the way I do it, which is I'm going to invoke the energy that will do the job, and then Benjamin's going to chill and just be pipeline. And it's my higher self that's going to do the blessing. So if you have a different way you'd prefer, go ahead and fire that up whenever you're ready. If you'd like to do my version, I will lead you through it now. So again, relax, and you'll be speaking these words to your higher self. Here we go. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to support the great spiritual awakening currently arising on Earth. May all beings on the planet Earth awaken at the fastest rate that serves highest good. And may the great awakening currently underway fully manifest at the fastest rate that serves highest good. This or something better. So it is. Let the words go, please. And again, if you're doing what I'm leading, just relax and become the conduit for the energy. If you're doing your own thing, then do it whatever way you do it. And here's where it goes freeform. We never know quite what it's going to look like. It's been different every time. So I will narrate my own experience. What I narrate is what the majority of people experience based on my past feedback. However, you may be having a different experience than what I'm describing. If so, please relax and go with the flow of whatever is being given to you. Don't feel like you need to change your experience through willpower to match my words. That would not be a great idea. Just relax, let the divine give you whatever you need. It feels like we're being given some heavy energy to process. So if you're accustomed to doing this, you already know how to do it. If you're new to being a heavy energy processor, know that you can simply relax and allow the divine to do its process through you. There's nothing you have to do except relax and release. And then none of this stuff will stay. So I can feel that those of us on this Awakening Plus event, whether we're live or on the recording, have merged. So there is a group feel. It's just newly formed. It's not as strong as it's going to be, but it's there now. So if you have conscious awareness of the joint field, you're welcome to let your awareness rest in that. If not, then you can either rest in your breath, in your physical body, or just rest in whatever energetic stuff you're feeling in your physical body. As long as it's a non-mental focus, any of those will do, and some of us are being in all those places at once. In which case, just relax and allow your multi-pointed awareness to be there. So the merged field's getting stronger. Some of us are still processing heavy energy. Just let it flow through you. This means that some of your brothers or sisters who are carrying heavy energy that needs to be released from them, and they're not quite up to doing it themselves yet, we are providing the means for that heavy energy to be processed. Relax and let the energy flow. Whatever it is will pass through you, and there will be no remaining residue when we're done. If your body wants to shake like mine is right now, if it needs to vibrate or tremble, if you need to cry or sob or scream, all that's fine with me. Let the body do whatever it needs to do to do its healing process or its healing support process. There may be periods of silence. Just rest in your process if that's the case. I am still present, and of course, the energy is still working. Overall, we're doing very well as a group. I'm feeling a little bit of unneeded effort in the field. So I invite each of us now to check and see if we're really using the absolute minimum effort needed to do what we're doing. This applies, again, whether you're live or on the recording. If you're not sure that you're at the minimum needed, drop back to zero for a moment. Just feel what no effort is. And then if necessary, add a tiny bit of effort to regain whatever awareness you need. Please try to use the bare minimum effort that gets the job done. This leaves more space for the divine and its allies to do their work. Remain resting in your chosen focus, whether that's breath or energetic awareness, continuing to use the minimum effort needed to maintain the awareness of what's happening. Again, this assumes you're using the approach I'm leading for uplifting the earth energy and its inhabitants. If you're doing your own thing, of course, do it in whatever way supports your process. Once again, there's excess effort in the field. Drop that down to nothing, please, and then hang out there a moment, see if zero effort does it, and then add incrementally tiny bits of effort back to get where you need to be again. There, the field's opening up again. Thank you. Everyone really makes a difference, guys. I'm not just doing this to be petty. Even one person throwing excess effort into the field can throw the whole thing off. So really use the bare minimum needed to remain aware of your focus. Oh, that's so much nicer right there. Well done. This is obviously a co-created event. Every one of us shapes the field. Yeah, they're working very subtly right now. I'm now sensing our group having joined the vast number of light beings in low Earth orbit around the planet, beaming down love and light to support mankind's movement to higher consciousness. So we've got a combo happening of processing some heavy energy for the collective and also being a conduit for higher vibration energy beaming onto the planet. My own recommended approach is to relax and simply allow all this to happen in time. Both things can be happening at the same time. Okay, this new energy subtly rising into the field is a preview of the energy that's coming from the earth. Some are walking in it already. And now the invitation is for you to receive this vibration to the greatest extent that serves your highest good. Again, only as much as you're ready for. So I invite you to relax and open yourself to this new vibration that's in the field and just allow it to saturate into you like water into a sponge. Again, this is very subtle work. Relax, have patience. And if you are sensitive enough, you'll feel this very subtle, lovely energy saturating you. Continue to allow that, please. In this case, we'll be serving the earth by holding this higher vibration. And the more people hold the higher vibration energies, the quicker the whole thing lifts up. So Gandhi said, you must be the change you want to see in the world. And as light workers, as ones wishing to bring about the great global awakening, we must embody it ourselves on the front edge of the wave to help it along in this style of work. Well, must is a strong word. The invitation is there to do it. Now we're being invited simply to relax, go to zero effort. We're staying in this meditation state, but the invitation is to just go to zero effort within the state. Now I'm noticing a little more awareness of my physical body. It feels like they may be ending this cycle of service. So that was a quick transition back to the body. So let me feel what's next. Yeah, that was a little quicker than usual, but it feels like we're back. So let's see if there's any further things I want to do before I open to feedback. I think we're good. So at this point, I'm going to allow unmuting. Anyone who wishes to share their experience, if you're on the web, then you click that little microphone icon with the red stripe across it that will unmute you and we'll be able to hear you. If you're on the phone, I believe it's *6 to unmute. So first come, first serve, or if you prefer to type in the chat window, you can do that and I'll read that out. So we're open for feedback. And we will, by the way, do a formal Mesa closing after the feedback section. And while we're waiting for our first person, the allies are thanking us for our service. They really appreciate it when we show up and help. They're saying it's always lovely when humans show up to help out. They're saying it is your planet after all. Cindy says, are we helping? Based on what they just said, absolutely. What we're doing is helping raise the vibration. We're certainly not the only ones. There are probably hundreds of millions of people who are in some way supporting the Great Awakening on the planet. And in these events, we're just showing up, being guided, and doing what is ours to do. Everyone serves in their own way. Good question, Cindy. Any other Michelle types? Immensely grateful for your guidance and everyone uniting together. Me too. Some feedback's coming on the chat. Don types, I feel a light buzz from head to heart, joyful. And Harvey Curtin says, thank you, with a smile. So it sounds like people had some good experiences. So last call for feedback. Again, if anyone wants to share verbally, then you're welcome to unmute yourself. Again, that's clicking the microphone icon with the red stripe through it to speak. Or if you're on the telephone, just star six. Michelle types, Mother Earth is gently spritzing rain as though it is a gentle release. Yeah, we're getting some rain here too, here in Asheville, North Carolina. And I will mention, this is only, someone, Janice typed, that was amazing and the most present I've been without effort or even focusing on my breath. It happened immediately as well. Huge releases when you called to heal / release energies. Thanks from Janice in New York. Thank you, Janice. I'm glad it was helpful. You know, my job is just to show up, be present, and channel what's coming through energetically and verbally. So I can only take credit for, you know, being a decent channel, and the rest is all done by the divine. All right.
Hello.
So what I was mentioning is there is a, there's a live person. This looks like it's Hari Kirtan, perhaps, or someone else. We've got two unmuted. So let's start with the person who's just on the phone. So you're welcome to speak now if you wish.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
And let me make sure I'm not muted. Oh, I'm sorry. That was my bad. So my system was muted. So whoever's on the phone, you can speak now and we can hear you.
I had a question if the beings would make themselves visible if they were invited.
Well, that's your call. What I invite you to do if you wish to see them is ask. This goes with a fundamental principle, which is ask for what you want. So if you wish to have a visual experience of the beings, if it were me wanting that, I would just say, beings, please make yourselves visible to me to the greatest extent that serves highest good.
Well, my question, I was going to do a public art proposal, like in a park, and create like an invitation for the beings to show themselves up for humanity, not just for myself.
Cool. Well, you can certainly ask them. And they might even show themselves. Who knows?
Right.
My suspicion is if you're expecting them to show themselves in a visible way where everyone could see them regardless, is that what you're hoping for?
Yeah, or just maybe not show themselves, but just by introducing the possibility that they're present would create a conversation of acceptance.
Oh, it certainly could be that, yeah. The point I was driving toward is divine beings tend to give the catalyst to humans as serves that particular human. So it could be that some people might have a visual experience of them and some might not. So,
right.
Yeah, but you certainly have free will and you can set up whatever kind of event you want. So whatever you're called to do, I would say go for it. As long as no one's harmed, but it's all fair game.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything further? Are you completing the question? Okay. All right. Thank you. So I muted her, and let me catch up with the And there was one other person who had unmuted themselves. You can come back and unmute again. There's a thank you. This is from Beverly, says, I feel very relaxed, took me a little longer to come back. It was so peaceful. Thank you. And then Edwine says, deep gratitude, Benjamin. What are the ways that one can feel the release of energies? What are the ways that one can feel the release of energies? The simplest answer I have is you feel it. You have some sort of somatic experience in your body or your energy field, and you just have some level of perception of the energies moving. My experience in the inner world is that feeling and seeing are the same sense in the inner world. Some people shade more towards somatic. Some people shade more toward visual, but it is all blended together. You can't really separate seeing and feeling in the inner world. So any way that you perceive it is fair. If you're having an experience of it, that's a fair experience is bottom line what I would say about that advice. Good question. Thank you for the channel. Cindy says, I feel the release of energies through crying, coughing, or heat. Fabulous. I've done all those. many times. Yeah, we all, I say, let the body do whatever it wants to do. If you're processing energy for yourself or even others, just let it roll. And whatever the body needs to do is great. Looks like Hari Kirtan is live. Would you like to speak?
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for your beautiful work.
Pleasure.
Good to see you.
Likewise.
And I feel like my question is sort of coming from the mind, but I still, I feel joyful after we did it.
Uh-huh.
And at the same time, some part of my mind is asking how it is with the, like, will of other beings. I don't know, like, that we are affecting if we... I don't know. I know it probably comes from my mind.
Well, all questions do. It's fine.
So, like, the question was, yeah, if it is something that within, like, if other beings have their free will and their pace, how is it that we are affecting that way, and how it affects us also, right? How it affects also us.
All right, I will give you my take on that. That's an excellent question and one I have contemplated deeply. Okay. So let me see if I can answer that. So a lot of my belief about reality has been shaped by a body of work called The Law of One. If anyone wants to check it out, it's online for free at lawofone.info. This was 106 channelings done back in 1985. I'm part of a group that studies that here in Asheville. Many other groups study it too around the world. So what they teach about that makes a lot of sense to me. It's the best intellectual understanding. And basically they say free will is an element of our experience here on planet Earth. And we all have free will to do whatever we want. They also indicate there are two fundamental paths, and this teaching says that the fundamental reason we're even here is to polarize one way or the other, service to self or service to other. They're both valid paths, and if you polarize service to other, that means at the end of a lifetime, you're at least 51% service to other-oriented, a little more concerned with others than yourself. That's enough to graduate, complete the human lifetime, and then go on to the next density. We're third density here. Apparently there's seven densities. I mean, being here isn't even halfway through the whole evolutionary cycle. There's many levels beyond human. And so you can also graduate service to self, which is where you serve the creator, but perceiving the creator only as yourself, which means you're very self-centered. You totally shut down your heart and you're cruel, manipulative, cunning, and just go after what you wanted. It's all about domination, power, and control. And that apparently is a valid path to graduation also, but people who graduate that way go to their own planet. That's kind of like Klingons fighting it out for billions of years. So not the planet I want to go to. The service to other people go to the next level, which is a planet where eventually we all become transparent to each other. We all experience each other's thoughts and emotions. We're individual and we're also blended in a planetary consciousness. So a simultaneous experience of self and massive blended consciousness as well. So that's all prelude to answer your question about the free will thing. The way I'm leading this is not imposing anything on anybody. Okay. We are asking, you know, everything I say is all for the highest good, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. You know, what we're doing here under my guidance is all about, we are flowing energy. It is time for the earth to upgrade again, according to this channel work. At some point in the next, 100 to 200 years, this whole part of Earth, the third density, is phasing out. And those who are going to graduate service to other will go to the next level of Earth, the fourth density level, not the third density. There are multiple densities simultaneously existing on this planet. And those who are kind of looky-dooky, they don't polarize one way or the other, they'll end that human lifetime. But they'll have to reincarnate somewhere else because Earth will no longer be available for third density. The third density will be shut down for a while here. And now whether all that's true or not, I have no idea. It makes sense to me, but even if it's not, getting down to the center of your question, and I apologize if I'm being too tangential here. What we're doing is we're asking to be conduits for the divine energy that is serving the great awakening on Earth. It appears to me that is absolutely happening. We've been waiting for years. It's for real now. Okay. And the reason there's so much heavy, challenging, dark energy flushing up is to go, all it has to be purged up, seen, and cleared for the earth to make its transition. We've got several thousand years of patriarchy, dominator culture that, you know, is being beautifully embodied by certain national leaders who are showing us what it really looks like on a big scale. So it can come up, be seen, and we light workers can then see it and transform it and clear it. So what we're doing, beings only receive the energies they're ready to receive. If there are beings who are stuck in a certain way of being and they're not willing to receive, their ability to receive the energies we're sending down will be limited. So this energy is not being forced on anyone. You know, a being who is using their willpower to stay stuck or on a particular course of action, if they're on the service to self path or if they're just not open to what we're doing, they'll be very minimally affected by this. However, those beings who are ready to upgrade and move to the next level of awareness will receive it and will be upgraded. Those, when we were processing heavy energies, for example, you know, that was being released from beings whose souls are ready for that evolution. Mm. But the beings who are stuck in their ways are being minimally affected. That's my understanding. I mean, there's all kinds of different opinions about what's happening and when it's going to happen. And I don't claim to have the bottom line in any of that. I'm just expressing my current beliefs, which are always subject to change. Does that make any kind of sense? Was that enough to give you a decent answer?
May I just clarify, when you say service to self or service to others, can we always, don't we all have a kind of mixture? Because I notice sometimes even teachers that do sometimes beautiful work, like sharing some, I don't know, practices, whatever, they can also involve in power games, consciously or unconsciously, with their colleagues or fellow light workers, so to speak. I recently experienced something like that. So, somebody was like power gaming, and it's sometimes hard to distinguish who was right, who was wrong. So, I mean, we have an idea, but how do we, in our life, it's always mixed, no?
It is often mixed. There might be a handful of pure beings who are fully service to other and don't play those games anymore. I think there's maybe a handful of avatars on the planet who have totally transcended that power game, but who knows? I'm not with them all the time, so I don't know. But anyhow, yes, most of the teachers I've had, in fact, all of them, I can't think of a one who, even as the most beautiful being of light, didn't have some element of shadow they were still working. Okay.
Right.
So being human is a tough gig. And a teacher does not have to be perfect to be helpful. I certainly make no claims to perfection myself. I'm still working on my stuff. I'm just conscious enough that I can help to the degree that I'm able to help. What I like to say to people who are light workers themselves is say, if you're just one rung up the ladder from someone else in your consciousness, you can at least help them up to that rung. You don't have to be a perfected being. Okay. So my own attitude is, if you're looking for an absolutely perfect teacher, you may be involved in a futile search. But if you find a teacher who is conscious enough to help you in some way, then that's help. In fact, it's interesting, as I've come to understand the whole light-dark polarity a little more, I would say compassionately, I've realized that those beings who are service to self have tremendous service value, because the way it works is we light workers, you know, when we're ready for our next level of growth, it's usually a dark being, someone who triggers us and brings up our old wounds or weaknesses, you know, and shows us this is where we're still needing work. And it is in being catalyzed by such a being who's holding dark energy, whether they're doing it consciously or not, that, again, gives us the challenging catalyst that we can then work with, clear, and move to the next level. So, in fact, it frequently happens that our greatest teachers are those dark service to self beings who are either fully there or to some level on that level, because they're the ones who catalyze us to jump to the next level. They're our testers, they're our gatekeepers, if you will. And that can be true for teachers who may have some light and dark mixed in with them too.
Right. And so when we do something like today, it affects us, I assume, positively also, right? You even wrote it in a message, I think, right?
Are you talking about the process we did today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My experience of this, and based on the feedback I get from people, and I'd ask everyone on the call to reality check this for themselves, feel how you feel right now compared to when we started. Mm. You know, I feel a lot more luminous and radiant. Okay. So what I experience and have experienced for years is when one flows energy for highest good to one or more other beings, there's a simultaneous process where the divine flows to you a separate ray of energy to serve your highest good.
Oh.
So I don't think it's possible to unconditionally serve in the manner we're serving here without being blessed and uplifted yourself.
Wow.
And it happens all at the same time. And whatever you're sending to gets its full measure of energy, but the universe just can't help itself. It gives to those who give. And it's like I love to say, one of the quickest ways to feel better yourself is to serve another being. And if you're serving on an energetic level, then the payback is instantaneous.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you so much. And how we find, just the last thing, do you mind to type how we find this the Law of One website?
Oh, yeah. Just, it's lawofone.info. I'll type it in the chat, but I mean, that's lawofone.info.
Oh, I think I can, I get it, lawofone.info.
Yeah. I have a typo here. Let me get it correct here, just in case anyone's on the thread right now live. Yeah, I just typed it in there. Sorry, that went privately. I need to send that publicly. Sorry, let me get the technology right here. let me just send to everyone. Okay.
And if you do it energetically, it is supposed to be received by specific people, or it's like...
Well, you can send, again, let me again explain how the universe allows free will. You can use it for high or low function. You do have the ability to force an energy on someone. And even with good intentions, that may or may not have an ultimate good outcome for that person. Because, you know, what I've seen in a number of cases is people who had very good intentions, you know, praying or sending energy to create a certain effect in another being, and they thought they were doing something good, but they actually made it worse for that person. Because as an extreme example, let's say a person came in and the main reason for that incarnation was so they would personally master a certain type of challenge. Okay. Mm. And they're on the verge of mastery, and this other person, oh, let me take that away for you. And they remove it with their shamanic skill or whatever. And all of a sudden that person, wow. I mean, the human might be feeling great, but then they die and go up and say, well, I failed in my mission to solve that on my own power. That person took it away from me. I got to come back and do it again. Crap. So when I work as a shaman or in a thing like this, I want to be very mindful not to inappropriately act energetically in some way. Sometimes you can perceive, when you're holding ceremonial space like this, you can perceive a certain person's got a certain thing going on that's, you know, dark or unpleasant, and yet it might not be time to take that away yet, because that person is still learning from that dark being or that challenge, right? So that's why when, you know, as I've done my years of training around this kind of work, I never initiate from my own willpower. I never initiate from my ego. It's all about, I want to be sure that I am being guided. You know, when I call all those beings in, that's for a reason. You know, Benjamin becomes the conduit, and the ego is surrendered as much as possible so that I'm just channeling energy and information. And what's done is done by the divine through me. And again, as fortunately over time, one can identify as the divine enough that the perceived distinction between that begins to minimize and fall away, where you just become the embodied divine. And that's possible too. But again, there's always nuances of gradation of that. I hope that's, I don't usually go to this level of explanation, but you asked a great question. Are those helpful answers?
Yeah, I'm sorry I'm taking so much time. It's just like... interesting subjects.
Well, it's fascinating stuff. Yeah, anyone who wants to really get into that Law of One material, that's just fascinating. Yeah, I'll just warn you, if you get into it, there's the language is a little challenging at first, because the channel being Ra that they're bringing through has a very precise and very technical way of speaking. But once you kind of get used to the way they speak, you know, you can see what they're going for. But just know that there's a little bit of a learning curve on understanding the material. Okay, so there's a couple more questions on the text. Did you feel complete with those answers, Hari Kirtan?
I just have a small one, maybe later when you answer those people, if I could just later ask you some other small things.
Well, let me pause you for a second and let me deal with these others, and then you can, if no one else has a question, you can pop back in, okay? Thank you. All right, so Edwin types, and also Hari Kirtan, since you're not in the spot right now, I'm gonna stop your video for a sec. Okay. Edwin types, do the darker beings know they are contributing to awakening? Well, not being a darker being, I don't really know. my guess is probably not. I think at least the majority of the dark beings are just doing their thing. They're trying to exercise domination, power, control, and they're serving the creator, as Ra would say, by serving themselves. Of course, they are the creator, as is everything. So every being serves. But a service to self being has a more limited scope of what they perceive the creator to be, which is only themselves. Okay. Probably I would say in the majority of cases, the dark beings who are like catalyzing us light workers and causing our, our wounds and traumas to come up or giving us reason to move to our next level of evolution. Probably not. They're probably just doing their thing. And although I'm only speculating, I would guess the majority are just doing their thing, and they're not conscious saying, oh, I'm serving that light worker by helping them go to the next level. I don't think that's how it happens, but not being on that side at the moment, I don't know. And J types, thank you, Benjamin. This was awesome as usual. Great feedback. So, all right, I've caught up now with the text part, and I see now why they entered early. We had some discussion to do. And I'll leave just a moment. Let me see how long we've gone. Yeah, so we'll want to wrap up fairly soon. Are there any more live questions? So this is the last call to unmute yourself if you have a live question or comment. And Hari Kirtan's back. Hello.
I hope it's okay.
No. No one else came, so you're good. So. And you can turn your camera on if you want.
Okay. Usually, actually, I don't like to be on camera, but today it's okay. So now we did it live with you. And from your experience, do the energies work the same when they are recorded? And I ask because lately I've been recording some activations on video. Uh-huh. And some of them I didn't even post yet. But I felt activated myself by doing them, but uh-huh. I didn't publish it even like somewhere, right? So it just like was me and recorder, right? So I wonder if what's your experience with these kind of things on and technology?
Yeah. Okay. I've spoken many times about that. My experience is that the recorded processes, people tell me over and over again, are just as powerful as the live ones. Okay. Mm. My understanding of what happened, I mentioned earlier that I was speaking to those who were on this recording instead of the live call. I mentioned how their energetic interaction was affecting us as we were doing the live thing. Okay. So I'm not quite sure how it works, but we're all merged beyond time and space. And even if someone's listening to this call years from now, they are still affecting us right now in the live space. And affecting everyone else who's ever going to interact any point in time. Okay. So my experience is, yes, the energies do stay. My current understanding is, although the recording is fixed and the same words and images are appearing, the allies who are called are there live. So in other words, all the divine beings, even if a person's doing a process years later, the divine beings that are invoked are present there in that moment, working with that person in real time, even though the catalyst for their experience is a recorded experience.
Wow.
So that's how I believe it works. And that's why also, for example, I've had feedback from a number of people over the years. I say, I've done that specific recording you did several times, and I had a totally different experience every time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they're not the same person they were the last time they did it. They got some changes because of that process and possibly other things they did. And every time the divine's there saying, what do they need right now? So you know, a single item from our archive, and I imagine this would work for most other people's events too, you know, you're going to have a different experience every time. That's my understanding of how it works. So if you, and in your own case, I would say, I would just check your inner guidance if you're supposed to release those out for folks. My experience is, yeah, totally, they work as recordings. Yeah.
And it means they also affect you in some way when other people watch them and you don't know about it.
And my experience, my belief is that, you know, I've mentioned a couple of times today that people were, I mentioned, okay, that's a little too much effort. Can we chill the effort in the field? What I was feeling might have been from someone listening to the recording.
Oh my God.
So I'm talking to everybody, you know, like I said, it's beyond time and space. But that's my experience. Yeah.
And so it affects you also positively, even from people that listen to it. It doesn't feel like work to you when somebody, you know, it's not depleting your human energy.
No, this energy doesn't come from Benjamin. No, mm-hmm. I learned, man, if I was just using my personal energy, I'd be a wreck. No, the way I like to do this work, and the way I recommend anyone who's doing this level of work, is you need to have your divine allies be flowing the energy through the human form. And, you know, I often get up and I'm actually more energized at the end of this than when I started, because I'm not using my personal store. Benjamin's energy is not doing this. It's that Benjamin's the pipeline, and it's all that divine flow coming through and doing the work. My job as a practitioner or a shaman or a facilitator is just to be a good pipeline, really. And I just chill. I show up. I mean, Benjamin calls the directions and kind of sets it up, but then Benjamin chills. And at that point, I'm just being used by the divine. You know, it's their words coming through. It's their energy coming through. And Benjamin doesn't have a whole lot to do with it after that, except to be the spokesperson.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For your work.
Thank you. My pleasure. And I have a feeling your work's great and it's going to get better too. So thank you for your stepping up and serving in your way as well.
Thank you.
All right. Anything further, Hari Kirtan?
I think I took up enough space today.
You're good. And I'm just curious, what country are you in?
Right now, I'm outside of Moscow.
So you're in Russia?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Thank you. I appreciate you joining us from there.
Yeah, I've been joining you for a while. I just usually use name Tanya.
Ah, okay, cool. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure interacting with you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye.
So I'm not ending the call. I'm just muting Hari Kirtan. And we'll, and if you go ahead and turn off your video too, if you don't mind. Okay. All right. Beverly types, so time is an illusion and we all connect in the moment at the quantum level. Pretty much. Yeah, time is an illusion. And as you awaken beyond the levels of time, you start to have a more direct experience of that. But, you know, it's a both and, you know, in my experience, what I say is the laws of physics and the laws of time and space are true here at third density in the human level. And they're valid and true here within this space. But as soon as you go to the next level beyond, you say, oh man, that's all illusory stuff. But then again, you extend the thinking enough. You say, in fact, I had one very powerful ayahuasca ceremony years ago that really nailed this. Ayahuasca's taught me so much great spiritual stuff. She showed me several different universes. I actually was taken to completely different universes several times. Each one was radically different than the one before. And for a moment, I was just existing in that universe. And then she would bring me back to this reality and then pop me back to a new universe and did that for a while. And at the end, she kind of planted the idea, everything is illusion except absolute unity. You know, the oneness of the divine is the only fundamental truth. But the divine, as Ra would say, the divine loves experience. And therefore, the creator opens up all these dualistic universes, and there has to be polarity, light, dark, negative, positive, etc. And then the creator delights in all the cool stuff that happens in all the universes. So it is illusion, and yet it's the only game in town. If you're just in oneness, it's, you know, I imagine awesomely blissful, but nothing's happening. So duality is real. even though illusory. It's all relative in its own way. I hope that made some kind of sense. That's my best understanding at the moment, anyway. Okay, that feels like a good session. We don't usually have this much Q&A at the end, but I'm glad it showed up, and Hari Kirtan certainly had some great questions. It certainly sent me talking. So let's wrap it up, guys. Great work. I'm also being told there was some energetic transmission happening during the chatting as well, so that wasn't just a purely mental thing. There was energies being sent, and you might have noticed that as well. All right. And by the way, at the peak, I think we had about 22 people. That's a good turnout for this particular event live. So thank you all for showing up very much. Really appreciate it. And equally grateful, of course, to everyone who came in via the recording. I know not everyone can make it live. So let's wrap it up. Pachamama Mamakia Viracocha Inti Qui Iti. Oh, I feel so good. Allies, thank you for your beautiful support today. Thank you for allowing us to show up and serve and help the Great Awakening and receive benefit ourselves always as we serve. Thank you so much. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I do ask that you remain with everyone who is served by your presence for as long as that's true. I ask you to remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? I'm going to count to three and then clap. You're welcome to clap with me to help seal the work. One, two, three. Okay, and we're complete. So grateful to all of you who came live or on the recording. Thanks for showing up and helping out the Great Awakening. And my many blessings to you personally. And until next time. Oh, I forgot my little blurb at the end here. I'm Benjamin Bernstein. Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. If you're guesting and you're not actually a member of Awakening Plus, you're welcome on these live calls for free. But if you want to get into the archive of over like 240 events plus other membership benefits, check out AwakeningPlus.com to learn more. If you're interested in working with me personally, I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. You can learn more at astroshaman.com. Thanks so much for being here. Many blessings to you, and bye for now.